We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled The Book of Life. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. The one who conquers will be dressed like them in white clothing, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will declare his name before my Father and before his angels. The one who has an ear had better hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. According to Revelation chapter 17 verse 8 and Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, names written in the book of life were written there since the foundation of the world. The reason it is possible for a person to be saved is because his name was written in the book of life. But if a person rejects Christ, his name will be erased from the book of life. Human free will is a very powerful eternal force. There are two ways people reject Christ. The first way is when they hear the gospel and are given the opportunity to receive Christ, but they reject the opportunity each time until their time on earth is done. The Lord Jesus teaches us that the reason why people reject the light is because their deeds are evil, as we see in John chapter 3 verse 19. This is a profound mystery, and I hope we will be able to revisit it more comprehensively. The second way people reject Christ is when, after they have received him, they turn their backs on him and practically stop believing in him. See 2 Peter 2 verse 20, Hebrews 10 verse 26 to 29, 1 John 5 verse 16, John 5 verse 6, Matthew 5 verse 13, Hebrews 6 verse 4. All of these scriptures are just some of the scriptures that give us an example of this. This is one of the scariest things that can happen on earth, but it happens. The easiest way people set themselves on this path is by continuing in willful disobedience to God and rebellion against constituted spiritual authority. Many Christians in Sardis were going to be in danger of this if, after hearing the Lord's direct warning concerning their error, they did not repent but continued to slumber into spiritual death. Go into today asking the Lord to keep you from the evil one and deliver you from doing evil. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Please lead me not into temptation and deliver me from doing evil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 26 to Proverbs chapter 27. The audio comes up next.
Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer fools according to their folly, or you yourself will be just like them. Answer fools according to their folly, or they will be wise in their own eyes. To send a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see people who are wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for fools than for them. A sluggard says,
"There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets."
As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on the bed. Sluggards bury their hands in the dish and are too lazy to bring them back to their mouths. Sluggards are wiser in their own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives a neighbor and says,
"I was only joking."
Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If anyone digs a pit, they themselves will fall into it. If anyone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth. An outsider, and not your own lips. Stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full loads honey from the comb, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that flees its nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my child, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. If anyone loudly blesses a neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Those who guard a fig tree will eat its fruit, and those who protect their masters will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise. Though you grind fools in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your women servants.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.